Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is our critique of Professor Todd Green in his lecture to a group of students, where in it he is exposing the problem with Islamophobia in the political arena, as if Islamophobia is a real thing. And if you know the source of Professor Green's knowledge concerning Islam, then you will know why Professor Green believes in the existence of Islamophobia. But as we continue to examine the knowledge of Professor Todd Green, we will discover that what he knows about Islam is simply a lie. And what we teach is pure Islam, that is, by shedding the light on the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, we will come to acknowledge that there is a problem in Islam. And it is not an irrational fear, but it is irrational fear, because Islam is a savage cult. And sadly, because of the sources from which Professor Todd Green gains his knowledge about Islam, America will be destroyed by this propaganda teaching. We were talking in the previous programs about the second and important source of knowledge of Professor Todd Green, which is the teachings, or we can say the speeches, of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Now, we have already covered one simple speech which was given by Mr. George W. Bush in the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C. And the following speech is just one of many of the lectures of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, where he was speaking to Muslims around the world. And here in our study, he will be speaking to a group of Muslims in the Islamic Society of Baltimore in Maryland. So let us continue to learn more about the propaganda of Muslims in the West as it is presented by President Barack Hussein Obama to the Muslim audience. And sadly, it is the same information which Professor Todd Green is repeating to his audience. Without further ado, here he is, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama.
Now, this brings me to the other reason I wanted to come here today. I know that in Muslim communities across our country, this is a time of concern and, frankly, a time of some fear. Like all Americans, you're worried about the threat of terrorism. But on top of that, as Muslim Americans, you also have another concern, and that is your entire community so often is targeted or blamed for the violent acts of the very few.
We have to understand from the language of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, not only in this speech, but almost in every speech, he was apologizing on the behalf of the American people to the Muslim world. He's making the Muslims of America and the Muslims of the world as if they are the victims and we, the Americans, are the victimizers. Is this true? Why does Mr. Obama try to make this audience of his as if they are the victims? I wonder how many of them lost a father or a mother, a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister. None. But he is speaking to them with this deceptive style as if they are the victims, and we as Americans are the bad people. That's exactly what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did, not just for that Muslim group in Baltimore, but as he traveled all over the Muslim world. Many of you have never heard what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said in Egypt, but that's exactly the same message he gave in his speech there. So once again, let's look about what he said. He's talking now about the second reason why he went to that mosque. It is because of the fear. What fear? The people, the Muslim people, are afraid. Are you kidding me? I doubt that there was any Muslim in America had any fear, not before September 11, nor after September 11, because Muslims are not afraid to die. They actually love death more than we love life. Were really Muslims afraid? Afraid of what? Listen to the language again. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said, this is the time of concern and, frankly, a time of some fear. He said, like all Americans, you are worried about the threat of terrorism. Are you kidding me, Mr. President? Muslims in America are worried about terrorism? Muslims in America are worried about the Quran? Muslims in America are worried about the command of Allah and the command of Muhammad to terrorize the Americans? You see, here is the problem. Professor Todd Green is quoting Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who is teaching hogwash Islam. I'm sorry, I will never worry about any of the verses of the Bible, nor any of the teachings of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in the Gospels, or any of the teaching of the apostle of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in the rest of the books of the New Testament. Never. Even when Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, I have no fear." And that is reality I live every day in my ministry. Maybe you, my friends, have some fear, but I have zero fear. When I launched this ministry full-time 15 years ago, and before that when I was doing it part-time, I never had fear. I meet with Muslims, I talk with Muslims, and I know maybe someday that's how the Lord will take me home, by the hand of some Muslims in America or Canada or somewhere else in planet Earth. So I have no fear. The worst thing could happen to me is they will send me to heaven. But Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is telling his wonderful Muslim audience in that mosque that they are living in fear, and they're afraid of terrorism. My dear friends, we must understand that terrorism is Islam. There is no way under the blue sky of any Muslim believer who believes in the Quran or in the teaching of Muhammad will be afraid of the words of Allah and the commands of Muhammad. That is not logic. Once again, I know I have talked about that when we exposed the lies of Mr. George W. Bush when he said Islam is peace. But once again, let me repeat to you the verses of the Quran. And I hope and I pray by now you got a copy of my Quran. Because we cannot be ignorant until we are completely demolished. Then we have to educate ourselves. And how are we going to educate ourselves? It is by studying the Quran itself. Or at least get a copy of the small booklet of the violent verses of the Quran and memorize it. I am not only asking you to read it, but to memorize it. Quran 3:151, Quran chapter 8 verse 12, Quran chapter 8 verse 60, Quran chapter 33 verses 26 and 27, Quran chapter 59 verse 2, and Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. Guess what we got there? We got there Allah is a terrorist, Muhammad is a terrorist, Allah's angels are terrorists, and every Muslim believers are called to be terrorists. So how in the world can you call yourself a Muslim believer who are ordered by law to be a terrorist and at the same time you're afraid of terrorism? No, Muslims do not have fear of terrorism, and the action of the Muslim is a great evidence. You can go online, my dear friends, and watch thousands of videos. For example, a mom and a dad holding hands with their 7 and 9 years old daughters after they have the last goodbye, saying the Shahada, "We bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah," and they hug their own two daughters. And the second video, these two daughters were used as a suicide bombers. Don't tell me the children were afraid to die. I'm talking about 7 and 9 years old. And don't tell me the parents were afraid for their little children to die. No. And so it is with every case where Muslims shout Allahu Akbar as they blow themselves up to kill the infidels. Muslims do not have fear of terrorism, and Muslims know exactly that they are called to be terrorists, to terrorize the infidels for Allah. That is not even counting the rest of the hundreds of verses in the Quran which Allah taught the Muslims to be warriors, those who will fight in ranks for his cause, those who will perform jihad. The problem is not the Muslims in America. The problem is Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. George W. Bush, and Professor Todd Green. Even if Muslims do not know what Allah teaches in the Quran and what Muhammad commanded the Muslims in the Hadith concerning his call for them to be terrorists, we're not doing them a favor by lying to them and telling them that Islam is love and Islam is peace. And you, oh, you poor Muslim friends, you must be terrorized and you must be afraid of Muslim terrorists. Then Mr. Barack Hussein Obama told his audience, but in the top of that, as Muslim Americans. We're going to be talking about Muslim Americans and American Muslims in another future broadcast. But for now, let's go on. As Muslim Americans, you also have another concern, and that is your entire community so often is targeted or blamed for the violent acts of the very few. Don't you love it? How Mr. Barack Hussein Obama wants to assure the American people who watch these speeches that there's only a few Muslims who are doing these evil acts. And in many occasions, Mr. Obama said, they're not Muslims at all, because, as you're going to hear him here even later, they are killing other Muslims. My friends, no such a thing as few Muslims. If you are a Muslim believer and you believe in the words of Allah and the Quran, you are a terrorist. If you don't like to be a terrorist and you don't like the violence of Allah and the violence of Muhammad, which is the violence of Islam, then leave Islam. I would love to see you a born-again Christian that you may spend eternity in heaven. But don't you hang on to Islam on one hand, and on the other hand, you tell me that this is just the act of you, because there is no good Muslim, as there is no evil Christian. You're a Christian or you're not. You're a Muslim or you're not. You cannot have it both ways. You are a Muslim, you believe in Islam. You're a Muslim, you believe in the Quran. You're a Muslim, you believe in the saying of Muhammad and his commands in his teachings, and as he practiced it in his own life, which is known to be Sunnah, the Sunnah of Islam, which every Muslim must follow. As Muhammad was a terrorist, every Muslim must be a terrorist. If you don't want to be a terrorist, you don't want to live in the violence of Islam, then you need to leave Islam. You cannot reform Islam, and no one will ever be able to change Islam. Islam is what is written and what has been practiced by Muhammad and by the Muslim believers in the last 1400 years. It is not the violence of few, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. It is the commands of Allah and Muhammad, which is Islam.
The Straightwave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Well, let's move on to the next lie of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in that speech in the Islamic Center of Baltimore.
The Muslim American community remains relatively small, several million people in this country. And as a result, most Americans don't necessarily know, or at least don't know that they know, a Muslim personally.
My friends, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing Muslims and our politicians always speaking of Muslims in America as a small minority group. How do you know, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, that Muslims in America are a small minority group? You see, this is the reality of, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually will come to believe it. How many million Muslims live in America? If you talk to the Muslims, they will tell you 3-4 million. Excuse me, we have more than 5 million black American, Nation of Islam alone. That means you don't have any Muslim from Egypt in America? How about the Muslim Pakistani? How about the Muslim Saudi? How about the Muslim Irani? How about the Muslim Bangladeshi and the Indonesian Muslims? You see, this is a lie we've been hearing so much, and now almost everybody in America believes it, as if we hardly have any Muslims in America. What if I tell you there is 10 or 15 million illegal Muslims in America? These are the illegal alone. But trust me, as you may have heard me in the past, I repeat again today, not one of your politicians, Republican or Democrat, will ever use the word illegal and the word Muslim in one sentence. Therefore, you will never know how many millions of illegal Muslims live in America. And I'll challenge any Muslim to prove me wrong by telling me the number of Muslims live in America. And you know what? It's a very easy job. CIA can figure it out in no time whatsoever. Just look at all the Muslims who came to America. These are the students who come on a student visa, those who come to as a tourist, those who come to do business, those who come for whatever reason, and tell me how many of them left America. We have a record of every Muslim who entered America in whatever avenue they take to come to America. Trust me, you'll be shocked to know how many illegal Muslims live in America. But if we can convince you that we only have few Muslims live in America, and then we can convince you that only a few of the few Muslims who live in America do these terrorist acts, then you'll have no fear of Muslims in America. Believe me, my friends, if you know the real Islam, one true Muslim believer, a terrorist, is a big enough number for causing a huge problem in America. Then Mr. Obama said the following.
And as a result, many only hear about Muslims and Islam from the news after an act of terrorism or in distorted media portrayals in TV or film, all of which gives this hugely distorted impression.
Well, let me say it this way, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. We can know about this huge tree by the small fruit that falls from that tree. That's what the scripture teaches. We know the tree from its fruit. And it is not as small and distorted as you may think, Mr. Obama. The ugly, distorted impression you're talking about is the true nature of Islam. And it's not few cases here and there. It is all over the world. For the last 1,400 years, sir, the whole world can live in peace and harmony. But when you put Muslim in it, it becomes a problem. The worst place for a Muslim man to live is with other Muslims. Do you understand what I'm telling you, my friends? Christian and Jews and atheists and agnostics and everybody else on planet Earth can live in harmony without any problem. Now, when you add the Muslims to all these different beliefs, you have a problem. And the worst place for Muslims to live is where Muslim majority are. Muslims living with Muslims is a big problem. And if you want to understand the reality of Islam and the reality of the history of Islam, I can summarize it to you in one simple sentence. It is a gushing river of blood. Not for you, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, but Islam itself is a gushing river of blood. Finally, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said,
and since 9/11, but more recently since the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, you've seen too often people conflating the horrific acts of terrorism with the beliefs of an entire faith. And of course, recently we've heard inexcusable political rhetoric against Muslim Americans that has no place in our country.
Let me put it this way, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Since Muhammad claimed to be a prophet and became a savage man, not since September 11, we have seen enough damages created by the hands of the Muslims who follow the religion of Islam. We do not say that people do not conflict the horrific acts of terrorism with the beliefs of the entire faith, but people who read the Quran know for sure that terrorism is the practice of the commands of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. My friends, let me give you a quick summary of some of the attacks which took place by the hand of the Muslims, not one specific group, but Muslims all over planet Earth.
The shoe bomber was a Muslim. The Beltway snipers were Muslims. The Fort Hood shooter was a Muslim. The underwear bomber was a Muslim. The USS Cole bombers were Muslims. The Madrid train bombers were Muslims. The Bali nightclub bombers were Muslims. The London subway bombers were Muslims. The Moscow Theater attackers were Muslims. The Boston Marathon bombers were Muslims. The Pan Am Flight No. 93 bombers were Muslims. The Air France and Tebe hijackers were Muslims. The Iranian embassy takeover was by Muslims. The Beirut U.S. Embassy bombers were Muslims. The Libyan U.S. Embassy attack was by Muslims. The Buenos Aires suicide bombers were Muslims. The Israeli Olympic team attackers were Muslims. The Kenyan U.S. Embassy bombers were Muslims. The Saudi Khobar Towers bombers were Muslims. The Beirut Marine Barracks bombers were Muslims. The Bechyn Russian school attackers were Muslims. The First World Trade Center bombers were Muslims. The Bombay Mumbai India attackers were Muslims. The Achille Lauro cruise ship hijackers were Muslims. The Nairobi, Kenya shopping mall killers were Muslims. The September 11th, 2001 airline hijackers were Muslims. The Sydney, Australia Lindt cafe kidnapper was a Muslim. The Peshawar, Pakistani school children killers were Muslims.
And I can add to that, the attack on the gay club in Orlando was by Muslims. The shooting of our officer in Philadelphia was by Muslims. The recent attack in Pensacola, Florida was by Muslims. And we can go on and on and on about Muslims' action, the fruit of Islam, which simply is falling from the tree of Islam. For Islam is nothing but violence and terrorism. And that is the reality, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. That is the reality, my friends, that Islam is a problem. As a matter of fact, I believe, as you may have heard me in the past, that Muslims are victim number one of the savage cult of Islam, and the rest of the world is victim number two. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.